For women whose faces and bodies are their fortune, surrogacy helps them grow families without stretch marks, maternity leave, double chins, varicose veins, and ungainly silhouettes. Sangeeta Wadhwani calls out a historic shift where glamorous women are choosing nurture over nature. The Duchess of Cambridge popped out 3 royal munchkins without skipping a beat. She had nary a baby bump to worry about and faced the 24/7 paparazzi looking immaculate in her Buckingham Palace approved blue chip wardrobe. Here in India, and as much under media scrutiny, Aishwarya Rai Bachchan swelled up half a decade or so after marriage, both with pride and pregnancy poundage, subjecting herself to the age-old female script of career, marriage, babies, where the latter often takes precedence over every other consideration. Till the pregnancy happened, the ruthless and tasteless Desi Yellow media went on about her having TB of the uterus and other idle and evil speculation. It was a bizarre trial by media, as if an actress's life must pan out in a filmy sequence. It never occurred to the largely female newspaper snipers that an actress may choose to never expose her delicate contours to the riotous disruption of a pregnancy. Because Aishwarya was a good middle-class girl from suburban Khar, she put herself through the 9 yards, read months, of identity sabotage and bore Aradhya like a badge of honor. Remember her photographers delighted in capturing a much fuller Ash with an almost vanished waistline on the red carpet at the Cannes Festival. A director who cast her in an archetypal role as the Paro of Devdas even went on record to say, beautiful women should never become pregnant. As is custom in showbiz, there were whispers and murmurs all over about this fuller version of iconic Grace having lost her it factor to motherhood. Now let's be honest, there definitely is a lot to be said for the price nature elicits from women of beauty becoming fecund and real, their bodies like rivers in spate, waiting for the harvest of a ripened fetus. Ash took a 5-year sabbatical from the headless marionette routine of fittings, rehearsals, light, camera, action, film promotion, and so on. She didn't think work, wealth, pulchritude, and performance in real life were the only things that mattered. It was the same with Shilpa Shetty, who put herself through the whole sacrificial spectrum of pregnancy when carrying her firstborn, Vian. She had shared with me for a special exclusive cover story that her muscle tone got so poor and her weight at 80 kilos plus was so daunting, she had trouble squatting and picking up her toddler. So hit the gym she did with a vengeance, but baby number 2 was a breeze, because another womb manufactured that bun. In Shilpa's case, she at least tried to put a story to the choice of surrogacy. She had an autoimmune condition that led to several miscarriages. Fair enough, because surrogacy was a 21st century invention, a new privilege extended to those who could afford to delegate pregnancies. This is where we sit on the edge of an age-old value system that demanded pregnancy of a married woman. It was divinely ordained that she offer the gift of new life and family to her spouse. In centuries past, our elders did not envisage a world where female ambition would pretty much play out on the scale that it currently has. To me, an accurate symbol of the shift is the bicontinental supernova Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Everything about her journey takes the tired feminist debate to exciting questions. Should a woman marry a man a decade younger, of another culture and nationality? Should a woman dare to be rich and famous across two continents? And my word, should she delegate pregnancy to a surrogate so she doesn't skip a beat in her highly visible line of work? More so because at age 38, when she has iconic franchises like The Matrix Resurrections and solo lead roles in Hollywood knocking, this would be a ridiculous time to get inflated, semi-retired, and sentimental about growing a fetus in the fashion-tastic premium real estate of her body. Think about it. Yes, of course, serious commentators on the chilling exploitation of less privileged women becoming fatally ill due to a serial hiring of their wombs have to be listened to. Authors like Pinky Virani and her book, The Politics of the Womb, raise critical issues on the subject. Legal frameworks and regulation are needed to ensure that surrogacy treats both the Yashoda and the Devaki, the nurture mother and the natural mother, fairly. And one would love to hear what the feminists are thinking as surrogacy takes consumerism to a new edge. A friend of mine, the singer and yoga exponent Shweta Shetty, expressed how she felt about how this great new facilitator of motherhood for women in high visibility areas of work. I feel the bond built between the fetus and the mother is irreplaceable and cannot be experienced through surrogacy. We will be hearing from more women as this blog makes the rounds. But what is your take? Do leave comments, feedback, and do follow and subscribe this blog.